Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how you doing? This is Wardell Potts, Jam of Solar Records Radio, and Babyface, man, the brother knows how to do it, and we're so blessed to be here on this beautiful Friday. It's hot, 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 super hot, and going up to 110 in the upcoming week, so for at least 3 days straight. That's ridiculous. I thought the heat wave was over. Thought it was over, but it's not. It's still here, man, so we're in trouble. Poor animals. Lord, have mercy. But anyway, guys, how are you? I hope you're doing good. You know, much love to everybody around the globe, and I hope you are good. Greg told me it was only 50 degrees in the UK. I'm like, what? 50 degrees? Wow, that's just ridiculous. I don't know what's going on with our system here, but the weather system is just all over the place, and it's just a very strange thing. But anyway, God bless everybody, and I pray that everybody is good and safe, and you know, and man, oh man. So listen, it's first time I'm back on the radio since we lost my brother-in-law on Monday, I believe it was, and Monday night, when it was 1 o'clock in the morning when I got the call, and it's just kind of, you know, he's my little brother, so it's just really sad. It's just heartbreaking, and you know, how do we do what we, you know, it's just like, it's just hard to even talk about it, you know, but I love him, and he was a pastor, so I know he knew the Lord, and so we just, you know, he's in a better place. He's not in pain anymore. I know he was suffering, so I'm glad that he's good wherever he is, that he's with the Lord, and he's being blessed, and he was preaching, actually. He preached right before he passed away, so that was really something else that he did, that I was impressed and proud of him. And I will always love you, Kevin. Thank you for being a good husband to my wife, to my sister, I mean. To my wife, that's weird. Yeah, thanks for being a good husband to my sister, my little sister. That was just a beautiful thing, you know, a relationship to watch you guys do what y'all did. And so thank you. And for being a wonderful member of our family as well. We're going to miss you, and we love you very much. And, God, it's just so hard to say goodbye, right? Yeah, but anyway, you know, just, you know, watching family go through that, you know, the kids and everybody. My family is really spiritually strong and connected, and so they're really good, and everybody's okay, and, you know, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to dedicate this here next song to Kevin from Dynasty. Today is Linda's birthday, Linda Carrier's birthday. And so happy birthday, Linda. Linda, we love you, and enjoy your summer, and whatever you're doing, enjoy your birthday. For whatever you do for your birthday, it's just nice to have another one and be able to celebrate it. So God bless you, Linda, and enjoy yourself. And I got a text message from Nidra, started the group, the text group off, and she just loving all on Linda. Lord have mercy. And so, but anyway, I want to dedicate this song to Kevin from us here, and I know that, you know, that you will always be the angel over your family, and just and loving on us and protecting us. So thank you for everything that you've done with our family. Thanks for the way that you loved on my mom, was so good to my mom as well. Thank you. Can't thank you enough for that, man. Really appreciated that. He was around my mom more than me, you know, and so, because I was all the way in California all the time. So thanks, Kevin. We love you, man. And, but anyway, so happy birthday, Linda Carrier. I'm mixing it up here on Solar Records Radio on this Friday as Solar kicks off the Solar Weekend here. And so let's get going with a little love from Linda Carrier to my brother-in-law, and we're going to keep on doing our thing here. We're going to have a good time mixing it up and just playing some great music from Solar. God bless all of you guys, and thank you again for tuning in, hanging out with us here. Give a shout out to all the people we've been praying for. Much love to all you guys. God bless you, and may God keep you and stay strong, and I hope you're feeling better and things are going good for you, because prayer works. Amen. Prayer works. So you guys, keep on, you know, keep on, keep your faith up. Keep on doing your part, and he'll do the rest. So here we go, from Dynasty to Kevin. my brother Kevin Allen. Rest in peace. You guys are enjoying this music. I am basically playing all the ladies from Solar, and and so it's just really cool just to hear, you know, them do their thing and stuff. So much love. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We're just getting going. We're just getting going here, and we hope that we could be a blessing to you guys. And hopefully you enjoy this good music here on Solar Records Radio. Every Friday we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles records. And what a blessing it is to be able to, you know, just reminisce with the family and stuff. And so I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to do this. And man, oh man, you just never know who may be calling in. And so we just do this. We get on the air, we go for it, and we just, you know, see what God has in store for us. So, guys, I just pray that you are good and you are trying to do your best to prepare for a wonderful and beautiful weekend. And for some of us, it's not so wonderful. grateful. Some of us are suffering in the heat. Some of us are suffering in the cold. Oh, man. But in the meantime, we need to try to find a way to get some joy out of it. That last song you just heard from the Silvers is a song that I wrote called Falling for Your Love. And it was a fun song to write because I was really trying my best to get a song on the Silvers album because I wanted to be a part of their legacy. You know, I wanted to be able to say, oh yeah, I worked with them. You know, I played with them, I performed with them, and then I wrote a song with them. So that for me really capped it off for me. And I'm very, very blessed because of it. And the Silvers will go down in history as just one of those amazing groups that did what they did, right? And because they came out there with all those big afros and, you know, very good-looking family and did what they did. And so Pat Silvers is the one that actually sang my song, I'm Falling for Your Love. And so just, you know, hearing her and watching her in the video, and she's such a sweetheart. I just want you to know that, you know, the kids in that family are just good people and stuff. And now, obviously, they're not kids anymore, but, you know, they're just as old as me. But for me, it was just an amazing opportunity to work with Leon Silvers and his family. I remember they picked me up from the airport, and it was just so strange. Well, actually, it was Leon that picked me up from the airport. But then, like a couple of days later, the Ricky Silvers and I think it was Edmund and Ricky that came over, or Edmund or Foster and Ricky that came over to Leon's house, and we were doing something, and we decided to go get something to eat, and so we got in Leon's Volvo. And so I'm sitting in the back seat, and Leon and Ricky in the front, and Foster sitting back there with me, and we're just riding, and their hair was everywhere. The biggest afros you've ever wanted to see. And we're just driving down Manchester Boulevard, and they're just bouncing their head back and forth to the music. And I was like, wow, I'm in California with the Silvers. And I remember thinking about that. And so now, you know, here it is many, many years later, and we're like brothers. And it's just amazing how things have changed, turned around. My brother Don Fleming is on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm good. I'm good. What's been going on?
Oh, man, just chopping it up. I was just playing the Solar Ladies today. So far I've been playing all Solar Lady songs, you know, just to hear the females input, right? And so
right.
And so next I'm going to be playing some Climax, because I haven't even gotten to Climax yet, and that's the female group in Solar. So but I played Carrie Lucas, and I played Linda Carrier singing uh-huh. You're my angel, as it is her birthday. And then, then I went and played the Pat Silvers singing I'm Falling for Your Love by the Silvers. And so, and then, yeah, so now I'm going over to Climax and let them do their thing. But in the meantime, how you been?
I've been good, man. I've been working, kind of been, you know, body. You know, physically, you know, I've been a little tiring, but I'm doing a whole lot better. But I am back hanging out with you. So, and all the listeners, letting all the listeners know I'm here. I'm okay. I just been a crazy week for me.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, it's been a crazy week in politics, too. I am so burnt out on turning the TV on, and it's only about one person. I just really wish that the news programs would, you know, like, you know, let us know about the stuff that they want to let us know about, but tell us about all the other stuff that's going on in the world too. I just hate that when these news stations become tunnel vision and the only thing they're talking about is one person, and I'm just tired of that. I'm burnt out on it, and I just wish that they could give us more variety. And I'm just whining because I, you know, Don is the wrong person to complain to about politics, but unless you want to hear it from him. And so, but are you having that problem on your news stations as well?
Yeah, it gets a little, you know, it gets a little repetitive and it gets a little sensationalized. Sometimes you just want, just give it to me and just let me kind of just decide whether, you know, just leave it up to my intelligence, my intellect. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people, you know, kind of prey on, you know, people's fear. So, and I think that's, you know, all angles, you know, when you look at it. And, you know, I'm not trying to both sides the issue, but at the same time, you know, I think there is, you know, somewhere in the middle where you can decipher it for yourself, there's that truth, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes everything gets so sensationalized, you tend to lose any type of grip on reality, because right now, here in the States, the United States, and you know, I don't know how it is, you know, with foreign countries or anything like that, but, you know, there's a two-party system. There's a two-majority party system. I mean, there's other parties or whatnot, libertarian, independent, whatever. But at the same time, some states don't allow only but those two and maybe a couple of other third-party outside parties. So, but the reality of it is we have two parties. And now it's like we compartmentalize our viewpoints based on those parties. So, and we got to get out of that tunnel vision. But you know, hey, a lot of these so-called quote-unquote news outlets, they prey on that. And you know, one of the main things now is, you know, they're preying on our fear of history, you know, in some aspects. So now, There's reasonings and, or not reasonings, there's efforts to try to whitewash it, you know. And it's right in front. I mean, even in the age of the internet and internet access, I mean, we're still getting these whitewashed notions of history, and it's like, wow, these people have amazing brass to do this. So, but anyway, I'm, you know, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Trump. I'm sick of hearing his name too. I'm sick of hearing about DeSantis, what he's doing in Florida. You know, I'm personally just sick of it all. But
yeah. Now, I'm gonna switch up the topic. I want to talk to you about this a little bit.
Uh-huh.
As far as the music goes, there was a special on NPR, and as I was listening to it, it was about all of the different artists, writers and producers, using AI as a recording platform. As you know, so they're saying maybe 40% of pop music is using AI, and 30% of R&B are using AI, 33% of hip hop is using AI, and and country is even using AI, but country had the smallest usage because country music loved musicians. And they try to keep their music authentic as much as possible. But it just was so discouraging and so disappointing for me to hear that so many have fallen prey to the computer as a entity of creativity.
Uh-huh.
When we are the ones, right, that control the computer. But now we've made it for the computer to control us. You know, it's just, it's kind of scary, because even when I was talking to Leon Silvers about it, he said, oh, yeah, I might have to use that one day. I'm like, oh, no. I mean, it's just, it just breaks my heart that we are all, I mean, great songwriters, and then you have people that can't write songs at all that definitely are going to use this, and then they'll just say, hey, give me a song that sounds like this, and then put it, then they get the credit for it. That's just cheating in the paint, and it's so sad. And, like, how do you compete with that?
It's crazy, man. I have no, I guess, history behind as far as being the producer, being the type of producer of his caliber, the type of person in your caliber, your pedigree. I can only come from an outside angle. You know, I think it's one of those things that are very, you know, it's going to end up being very detrimental to where, you know, a lot of people are going to use it to find a way not to pay anybody else, because, you know, that's usually how it goes when it comes to good old capitalism. So as far as, you know, compensating people and you know, are using an alternative as AI not to compensate that person, I think they're going to go for the latter.
You know, it's
I don't know if you hear. I apologize. I don't know if you hear anything in the background. I'm printing copies of things, so if you hear the copy machine, I apologize.
No, it's okay. We it's just really frustrating because, you know, that's exactly what it is, Don. I mean, they don't want to pay anybody. Like the, SAG-AFTRA is saying to the movie companies. You know, and I'm a part of SAG-AFTRA, and saying to the movie companies, we do not want to be paid on streaming. Do not do that to us. We cannot live like that. And in the meantime, they're still getting the money that they were getting. So why would the movie companies want to all of a sudden want to just pay on streaming as opposed to, you know, royalty based like we were getting before? So, and it's just really selfish of them, because they don't want to change what they're getting financially, but they want us to change what we're getting. In other words, they like to, if they could keep ours, they'll make more. So they're trying to negotiate a way for them to make more money. And basically the more money that they're making would be our money, which is like, are you kidding me? Making some more records. Sell more,
that is,
yeah,
so
sell
crazy.
More movies. Yes.
That is so it crazy. Is,
well, you know, with the streaming, I mean, you know, they're streaming movies and everything now. And so that, because they're streaming movies, they're starting to make less money too. So they're trying to take it from us, the writers and stuff. And that's not fair. You know, that's just the way of the world. It's been going on like this with music for a long time, ever since they started, you know, YouTube and all those other companies where you can just start listening to the music for free without having to pay for music. You don't have to buy
it. It feels like, and I don't want to be insensitive to, you know, each aspect of it, whether you're an artist, musical artist, or an actor. I think there was a sense of apathy when it, you know, I felt in some cases there was a sense of apathy. It was like, oh, this just happened to the music folks. This just happened to them. So now it's kind of boiled over into, you know, the acting part when it comes to movies and TV. So now everyone's like, oh my God, this AI thing is getting completely out of control. You know, when it was just artists and streaming music and things like that, a lot of people had, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be anecdotal or at least cast a whole aspersion, but I'm just saying, it just seems like there were moments where people lacked that empathy. Until now, they're talking about bringing it into the movie side, or now it's happening with the streams and things like that, and people are getting 13-cent residuals, you know. Now everyone's being, and you know, it's kind of concerning. It should have been concerning from the get-go.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. So.
Because I believe, you know, it's like, grew up in a household that basically say, look, we at the end of the day, we don't have to like each other, but we all got to live together. We got to have create some type of cohesion and all have a functioning family or a functioning, you know, our family. I just kind of exchange that for the country, exchange that for the world. Yeah, we don't have to live. We don't have to like each other, but we, at the end of the day, we got to live with this, you know?
You know,
and it's like, go ahead.
It's just really sad because, like, I'm looking at, and I just was reading this. He says, I stream a song for $2 and get the video free on YouTube 6 weeks before it comes out. So sometimes I just settle for the video and pay nothing. And so, you know, the thing is, like, we're selling records for 99 cents, right? It's never been that cheap. And so he says, yes, you're devaluing the music by selling it so cheap. It's like, so that's why people don't want to pay for it, because it's so, we have said that it's not worth that much by selling it so cheap, you know, and giving it away. But those are the only platforms that we have, you know, except for, like, you do, like, yourself. Like, I have my own platform, and I sell my records for more than that, because I believe they're worth more than that, you know. But the thing is that the masses of people are on those big platforms, and so for 99 cents, if you get caught up, people, if your song is a hit, you're gonna do okay, you know. But the other companies are gonna do so much better. The companies that you're buying them from. And so it's like, wow, this is crazy. They have taken away the love for music, you know, in a way, not the love of it, but the respect of it. Like he said, you devalued it. And so if you take that away, what do we have after that? If people don't believe that there's any value in music, then what do you have after that? There's nothing. We have nothing. And so, like, I know a lot of writers and producers, like, you know, get my stuff in movies, get my stuff in TV shows, because they feel they get more money from those things because they advance you the money up front, you know. And so they're not saying, get me on that record, get me on this record. Like, I just had a song on Snoop Dogg's record, right? I just had a song on there, but... I mean, I don't see any difference in my royalty checks yet. So it's just one of those things. It's just, it is what it is. And it can be, it's very ugly out here right now. And so, but anyway, we should get back to the music. Like he said, some people, you know, I'd be happy paying $5 or $6 for the video, but you don't charge for the video. You know, and you get more with the video. You get the music and you get a video, right? What it is.
Right.
And that's free. It's free. And so, and then these companies will, you know, start, you know, saying, well, you know, it's going to cost you, you know, $2 or $5 a month to get this, you know, or join us and you'd be $7 a month, whatever. So they are making money off of our work, which is ridiculous. It's like, you know, I just, it doesn't make any sense. I put my video on your channel and you're making money and I'm making nothing, and I spent all the money putting everything together. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, guys, we'll be back after this. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. It is Friday and we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. Much love to all you guys and thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back. Let's go, girls.
condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzo instead of the iPod. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
When you feel like giving love, all you have to do is dial my number.
Birthday, Linda Carey. Hey, happy birthday, girl. How
Thank
are
you?
Thank
you. I was singing the entire time. Pick up the phone, eh?
See that? Look at that. You can do it. You sound just like the record. Jeez.
Oh, I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yes, that's why I played it for
Call
you.
Call me up.
Yes, it's a good one. So many blessings to you, sweetheart, for your birthday. We're so gracious, so blessed. Jeffrey Daniels just said happy birthday to Linda Carrier.
Oh, he did. How sweet.
Yes. And and so many people on Facebook are wishing you a happy birthday. Just a ton of them, lots of people. So, you know, much love to all you guys for, you know, blessing Linda on her birthday with your wishes.
Exactly.
That's very sweet and very kind. It just blew up. And
Touches me totally.
Yes. There's a Colleen Evans and Reginald Way, Todd Williams, Wendy Green, Theory Theory's over in Italy, and George, Paula. Robin is saying happy birthday. Dwayne saying happy birthday. Julian from Detroit is saying happy birthday. Greg is saying happy birthday. Don Fleming is here. He's saying happy birthday.
Yay!
So happy birthday. And that's just
honestly, I didn't miss any of the names at the beginning. And you guys, thank you so much. I'm sending you truly a virtual hug. If I could cook for you right now in the yard, we'd have a really cool time. I'd be doing it. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, can we take a what do you call that? What do they call that?
Can we get it?
Yeah, rain check. Can we get a rain check?
Absolutely. Yes.
I'll get the food for you guys and tell you how good it was.
That'll give. Yes. Oh, please. I would be so thrilled. Honestly, for anybody who took the time to wish me well, I truly, truly, truly love you guys. Send sincere love, honestly. So thank you.
Happy birthday from the UK. The UK is blowing up. Happy birthday to Linda.
How sweet is that?
Yes, Greg from the UK as well. And
Course, Greg is taken for granted, of course.
Yeah, Greg runs the UK.
Of course.
Yes. So anyway.
Thank you.
We're so grateful that you give us the opportunity to say happy birthday to you
please.
On the air. And listen to you, your beautiful voice in the background, that song is so romantic. I was like, yes.
I was singing it the entire song.
I'm ready to pick up the phone and dial my number. Man, geez. You know, that was one of those songs that just kind of slipped by. I mean, we've never performed that song live.
Exactly. They need, I mean, you know, your audience should know that. It was on our first album. And honestly, life kept us moving. And it was ages later, like, I always remembered it because I sang it. I really loved it. Still do. And, you know, I would bug everybody years later saying, okay, the song we missed was that. I mean, I was singing it just now. It's not a song that I've ever had a distance to. It's maybe my favorite song from Dynasty.
Wow. That's big.
Mm-hmm. It probably is because, you know me, I mean, all the musicians, you guys, would tease me about, you know, loving ballads, and because I like the medium and the tempo of being able to tell a story in that way, especially romantic ones. And you can do that so much better in a ballad. And so that has always been one of my favorite songs.
Wow,
I'll be bugging you guys, but when I call in, I'm just going to sing a line in of that.
Yeah. So did you hear that, Dawn? One of her favorite Dynasty, probably her favorite Dynasty song, is what?
Dial My Number.
Dial My Number.
Yeah.
I knew it. I was gonna try to say it at the same time, but then I didn't want to be like groove control. I kind of knew it was Dial My Number. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to you. My music.
Oh my God! Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I was gonna find you today anyway.
Oh, you are okay. How you been, Melinda?
I am very well, honestly. I mean, you know, I was thinking about that earlier today, that there are some like interesting and strange and intense, I don't know, stories or projects on the table, and life is that way. Life is that way when there's still stuff for us to learn and there's stuff to do. So I tend to get very spiritual on my birthday, like the night before, and I will, because I work to find my truth. And I was thinking about exactly what I just said to you, that whatever the lessons are, it could be a cool project on the table, but it's also, there are also lessons involved and steps you have to be sober enough to take wisely. And that's kind of where I am right now. And so I honestly don't feel today stress or fear. I just feel how cool it is that I'm having the opportunity to consider a couple other things. So that's my philosophy today.
I think as long as it's a calming place, a place that gives you a sense of solace, it's all right with me.
It's not always, but life is not always calm. I mean, we get there, but I'm not afraid. But you know what, it's true though. Yes, because I was going to say, I'm like correcting myself, even saying, but you know what? I actually do feel a solace, a calmness today in considering the things that are on the table in front of me. I really do feel that way. So thank you, Don. You got it right.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm happy that another turn around the sun. You sound better than you did last year. You do. And you sounded great last year. So, I mean, you can go only up from there, you know. So I'm glad.
Oh, that's a really interesting and cool thing to say. Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
That makes me consider that. Really.
Beautiful.
Well, damn.
I love it. I mean, you know, we got Linda on the phone on her birthday. Boy, how do we do that? We pulled
Call
that one
me
off.
Exactly. Hello.
Yes. All you got to do is call her number. There she is,
I'm
guys.
I'm telling you. Ooh.
So Linda,
I know
that you are an athlete, and you. She. I can't imagine, Linda. If you had to pick a number, this is a wild question, Linda. This is so wild. I can't believe it even popped in my head. But, Linda, if you had to pick a number, number, can you tell me a rough estimate of how many miles you think you may have walked?
Yes.
She's a walker.
But I'm... First of all, I have to correct for your audience that you called me an athlete. I am the furthest thing from an athlete ever. I am no athlete.
Walkers are athletes. Okay, that's what you're.
But I'm no athlete. I mean, I.
Okay. I respect that.
No. Oh my God! Like I can't play anything. I suck at athleticism, but I do take. I take health very seriously. So Wardell is talking about my trail walking, which I honestly love so much. I mean, it's so
hot right now.
I've even forgotten that.
God.
I thought of this maybe a week ago, that once I was walking a few years ago, and Wardell called me, and I don't normally answer my phone if I'm walking, but I could pause right then, and I answered my phone, and I told Wardell that I had been vocalizing, and he said, "Wow, you're walking?" And I said, "Yeah, because nobody's around, and it's this serious trail, and so I'm working on my breath and stuff." And I remember Wardell just kept saying, "You're vocalizing, really, while you're walking?"
Shoot, I was trying to find some oxygen if I was out there. I'm not trying to give anything away.
I promise.
Oh Lord,
I promise. I am no athlete, but walking is my favorite thing because there's this amazing trail that I walk on, and nature is just around, you know, there's nothing else, and it's stunning.
I always compare those, you know, walking to hiking. Is it anything like that?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I do keep my pace up. Like, I'm not strolling. Like, sometimes people would say, if they know that I like to do that, and they'd go, "Oh, I'd like to walk with you." And I go, but let me tell you, I'm not strolling, and I don't want to chat while I'm walking. So, no, I'm not, and I don't want to exaggerate that I'm doing something incredibly strenuous. I do keep a pace. I'm aware of what it is. I've done it for a long time, so I don't have to worry with it. And I'm not doing hiking like in California on the mountains and stuff. This is a very straight shoot. So I'm not going to exaggerate that, but it's beautiful, and it helps. It's helping my head while it helps my body. And it's gorgeous. And yes, it is like that, except like if you're doing a trail, like California was completely different because it's kind of more, depending on where you are, I could do a straight shoot there also, but sometimes you're kind of in the mountains and it's different. So all I want to make sure of is that I'm not exaggerating for the audience that I'm some incredible athlete. I'm just very serious about being healthy, and it's been so hot that I've been sad to miss my walks that way. So I've been doing like some serious stretching and my kind of aiming toward getting back to yoga. And you know, I'm shocked at how out of sync I've become in being that limber and stretched out. So I'm having to work on that. But my shoulder stands are killer good, so I can say that honestly.
All right. Well, that's great. Hold on. You know, I have a caller calling in. One second here. Let me see.
Okay.
My brother, are you there? Hello?
It's like an echo.
I know, I heard it.
My brother, are you there?
I'm here. What's up?
All right, you on the line.
Am I speaking to Linda Carrier?
You are.
How are you?
I'm well. Who is this? I love the voice.
Yep. Okay. All right. Remember Solar Galaxy of Stars tours? All
of course.
That. Howard Hewitt.
Yay! You're kidding! I'm so excited.
What's up, baby?
Thank
How you doing?
Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm doing really
Happy
well. Thank
birth.
You so much. Oh, please.
Happy
I'm going to sit back and be quiet.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda Carrier. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, I'm so excited. Howard, thank you so much. And while you were singing, I was thinking, God, I wish I could sing a song with him. How cool is that? Thank you.
That'd be very cool. That'd be very. This is the last time
thank
we saw
you.
Each other. It was a couple moments of at that thing at City Hall, right, in L.A.?
Exactly, and it was too brief.
Yeah.
It was, like, rushed. So, I
no.
thank you. I'm truly excited that you called. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
I want to say happy birthday. God bless you. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you so
I,
much. Wow.
Yes. Hey, Howard,
I knew he was going to just outshine, out-sing me. That's messed up.
This is Howard. You
this is Howard.
You,
so you got to give the pass, I guess.
Howard, I just talked
yeah,
to the ladies in Sky. I just talked to the ladies in Sky. You doing a y'all doing a show together, huh?
I don't know. Probably so. It's a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Till I get there, man. I think
you don't
so,
know who's
stuff.
Under.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we just want to say thank you, man. And
hey,
it's nice.
God bless you guys.
Okay, man. Thank
Howard,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, honestly.
Thank you. All right. Love you, Lindsay. God bless. Have a great birthday.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
I love you, too. Thank you. Oh.
Okay. That was so sweet. All right, all right.
How cool is that? Wow.
Yeah. You getting calls, man? What's up with that?
Wow, I would like to sing something with him. His beautiful voice.
Yeah,
wow.
That sounds good. Yeah,
I know, right?
Mhm.
Well, we are.
Yay.
You know, it's a solar party. Ain't no party like a solar party. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in and hanging out with us today. We have Miss Linda Carrier on the line. It is her birthday, and we are celebrating her birthday as well as the sound of Los Angeles Records. So we just had my brother on. So
on
we're
a
just
Friday.
On a
on
Friday.
On a Friday. We're celebrating
on a Friday.
The legacy of Linda's birthday. How about that? You know, I like to flip stuff around, you know,
yes,
I like this.
You do. That
all
was
right.
A good one.
Yep. All right, so listen, we're going to be right back. We're just going to take a small music break, and since our brother was just on, we'll play one of his songs. We'll be right back.
Yay.
On Solar Records Radio. Okay. I have to turn this down because I have a special friend on the line here. So let me bring him in. All right. Are you there?
Lee?
Yeah.
All right, Linda can hear you.
Hey, Linda.
Hey!
Happy birthday.
My favorite person. Hello. I'm so excited. Leon.
Hey.
I know that
How
voice.
You been?
Leon
I'm
Silver.
Okay. Thank you. I'm okay. Thank you so much.
That's good. You
it's
sound
so cool
good.
To hear your voice. I have to come dig you up, find you.
Oh, my God. She's
yeah,
been singing.
That's
yeah.
good.
She's been singing on the show, the whole show she's been singing. and Leon, do you know what her favorite Dynasty song is? Do you know her favorite Dynasty song? That's a good
see.
Question.
Let me try to guess.
Okay.
Questions.
Nope.
No.
Which
it should
one?
Be. I think it should have been.
Call me up. Ooh.
Oh, okay. I was about to say angel after that. Yeah.
I know. Because we forget down my number, and I've always wanted to sing it.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
That's right.
I had no idea. It was the first, she said, was it the first song you recorded, Linda, or was it? Just
one of
songs.
I mean, it was in the first, one of the first songs we sang. My
right.
favorite.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wardell
right,
has
cool.
to be careful when he plays that song because I'm singing it while it's gone.
Yeah.
That's a trigger, huh?
Yeah,
I swear,
trigger.
I always sing it. Yeah, it's always been what my... Like my favorite one. We didn't, it kind of got forgotten and so never got to really do it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
see, Leon,
right.
there you go. Yeah.
All right.
There are things you have to do, Leon.
Well.
Yay.
Yeah.
This is
well,
exciting.
I'm
really
yeah, it's exciting. We just had Howard on and, you know, he sang to Linda, happy birthday and stuff. You know,
oh,
and then Don,
my Lord.
Then Don
oh,
Fleming,
that's cool.
Don, yeah, my co-host tried to sing. It was really bad. It was a fire accident.
Yeah.
Leon Silvers, that's Don Fleming. That's my co-host.
And,
hey, how you
and
doing,
Leon,
Don?
Don expressed his resentment for Howard singing after him.
Well, and so
good.
Then I played the song "There It Is" that Leon produced. One of my favorite Shalimar songs. I mean that.
I like it too a lot.
Oh my
I agree.
God, that
I'm on that
just,
too.
And the people in the UK, of course, to our friends over there. Here he is, right here, Mr. Leon Silvers, the guy that produced that song. Man, oh man, oh man. So,
who
but anyway,
a million songs.
They know. Yep. So, but thank you, Leon, for calling in. Appreciate it. Well, I hooked him up.
Leon, that means a lot to me, honestly. Thank you so much, okay? That's a special gift.
Okay. Oh, no problem. When are you?
Okay,
you're
thank
in
you.
New Orleans now?
Yeah, near New Orleans, in Slidell, really close.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's where
yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
So it'll take
yeah,
me a little while longer to bug you, but I'm still gonna, okay?
Ooh, no problem.
Good.
All right.
Yay,
all right, y'all.
Thank you.
Love
okay.
y'all.
Thank you.
Love
you too, Lee.
All right,
man.
Good
all right. Later. All
okay.
right, Don.
Bye. All right. All right, this is another song Leon did, and Linda Carey is
singing. I just want to say to you.
Guys, we are back, and Linda, I love it, I love it, I love it. You're getting all kind of calls.
That's too cool, and I'm singing Mustang Moving On. I want to sing that.
Hold it. I believe the song was about your car. Linda had a Mustang. It was blue. A blue Mustang, right?
It was.
Yes, I remember that Mustang.
Moving on. I mean, I haven't heard this in a long time. Ardell, send it to me, please. You know what I love, though? The guitar parts in that are ridiculous. They're fierce. Gorgeous.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know.
Hello.
Yes, you know. I wonder if I, did I play guitar on that? I'm not sure.
No. Really, let's think.
So it's
let's call
it
Leon.
Was, check. Yeah. Leon. He's pretty good
I
at remembering
that.
That kind of stuff. Kind of strange. I'm so excited. Do you understand that this is the very first time Leon has ever been on Solar Records Radio for your birthday? Don't cry. But it's just unbelievable. He's
oh, my God. No, he means a lot, obviously. I mean, that's anything else is silly. But you know, I've always appreciated his intellect, and it was, I told you, my favorite place to sit in the studio was behind Leon on the floor, behind him and the engineer. And I tried to be really quiet and inconspicuous, and, you know, I would, if I was writing or reading or however I was taking a break, I was always really listening to what he was doing, and it was the most fun place. I didn't, you know, the sofa everybody would go to, and so I found my own little spot. It was perfect.
Yes, 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 yes.
And wow, thank you, Wardell. This is an amazing gift, really.
Oh, well, you deserve it. You are, you know, love you very much. You're just an amazing sister. I talk to Linda, I think, probably 100 times a day. We're always
we
on the phone.
We really must tell the truth. We really
and
do.
I talk to Linda so much. It's like I look at my call log. I go, oh, Lord, I got to take that off of it. Because we're sitting there, confused. We're confused about the politics. Like, are you kidding me? Did you hear what just happened? And then it's like, Linda, I can't believe. What can you say? Can you tell me? Can you make this make sense to me? Because my brain is hurting.
I was thinking about that. To tell your audience, I'll get a call, and Wardell goes, Linda, listen to this and tell me what it means. I can't take it.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. So it's like, man, oh man. So I'm just very, very happy, man. I'm so happy that everybody's reaching out and stuff. And like I said, you got Jeffrey Daniels, you got Howard Hewitt. Howard actually called. Jeffrey's in Africa, so it's not as easy for him.
I want to get in touch with him soon, but I really appreciate him. And Howard, it meant a lot to hear his voice after such a long time. And
singing.
That was very cool. And so, anything. And my favorite, best is Leon. So, because he designed everything, he ran everything, he's a smart man and a really good friend. So I'm grateful. That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm knocked out.
So I'm going to answer the question I want to ask you because it might not be fair for me
to
ask
you.
Okay,
good. I can't wait to hear.
So
the question that I'm going to
answer is this. What does Leon mean to you, Wardell? So see how big that question is? So for me, Leon Silvers was the one who opened the door for me. He gave me a place where I could share the gift that was given to me by my creator.
Mm-hmm.
And when he opened that door, he took my gift and he helped to mold it into what I became. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He made me into the kind of drummer that he needed me to be for the company that he was producing for. And so, not just that, but he also introduced me to people like Linda and Nydra and everybody in Dynasty and all the other people around Solar that were, in every situation you run into some people you just don't get along with, some people you do. And for the most part, I got along with most of the people. Every once in a while, there was a couple, things that just went, but it's okay because, that's just life, right? We even have family members we don't want to talk to.
We're not clones of each other, right?
Right, exactly. So it was just beautiful, a beautiful opportunity. And then he continued. Like I said, when someone asked me, they said, well, how did you come up with the song Keep On Loving Me for the Whispers and stuff? And I said, well, really the truth of the matter is Leon told me to just, if I wanted to be a writer, just write. And I said, but he never told me that he would help me. He just said, just get a keyboard and just start writing. And so I did what he told me to do. Mm-hmm. And then he just came alongside me and just finished it off. Like took something that was just
molded
you know,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because you know it's going to be rough in the beginning, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're mm-hmm. just starting out. And so then mm-hmm. for to have a professional producer that has been doing this for years just come alongside you and help you out and take that piece of crap and make it into something beautiful, that's a gift. And so for me, mm-hmm. it just means the world, and I could say so much more. But if you could just sum it up in a few words, and I know that's too hard for you, what would your thoughts be about what does Leon mean to you?
But it's from a lot of the same experience. When I first met him, he was, you know, like sometimes I'm thinking about people asking me, wasn't it really hard in the studio working with Leon? And I said, no. I mean, it never was. I think if I was serious and I wanted to learn, and he was very clear in his direction, and you know, if he heard something that he didn't expect that he liked, he celebrated that, and he just, I don't know, it was just what I loved after we would record. I mean, he did this with everybody, but whoever was near, after we would record something, he would play it. We'd go for a ride in anybody's car, whoever's car was nearby, and we'd listen to it in the car while we were driving. And it was another aspect of hearing. So what he means to me is that he was a really obviously great teacher and never found him difficult. He was, if you were strong enough to communicate with him, he was excellent at explaining whatever you were asking. Or so working with him was easy and really cool. And, I remember one time he called me, and it was just to say, we're doing whatever, some other layer of recording in the studio. And he said, you might want to hear this. And I said, okay, great, great. So I drive over, and when I walked in, there were the, I think I asked you, Ordell, the name of the family singers. I don't know if they were the Waters. They did lots of studio vocals. And Leon, so I sat down to listen, and Leon looks at me kind of coyly, and he goes, go in there. And I said, go in where? And he said, go in there with them and sing. And I said, with them. And I was like, you know, I'm just beginning. So I'm going, won't I be intruding? And he like chuckled. It's like he already knew what he was doing, what he had set up. And he goes, go in there. And so I went in and I met them and introduced myself. And Leon on the mic says, teacher the part. And I go, what? You know, like I'm in respecting them and not wanting to intrude. And so the brother of the group, who led it, I guess, said, okay. And he sang for me what we were doing. And I said, and so, you know, I could hear well. That helped me in the studio. I was kind of quick in that way. And so he said, and I said, forgive me because I can't read. They read. The charts were on the, you know, stands. And he said, and so he sang it for me, and I sang it back. We had it, and he told me, we're ready to go. No, let's try. Oh, no, I think we rehearsed it first. And I sang it, and I sang it with them, with him and his two sisters. And he waved and stopped Leon, and he said, we don't have to rehearse anymore. She says she can't read, but she just sang what I didn't teach her. And he said, and how did you do that, by the way? And we laughed. And I said, well, I just followed. And he said, okay. And Leon was laughing already with the engineer. I don't remember the engineer that day. And so, you know, I had really cool experiences like that that taught me more. And so what Leon means is, to me, is what I said. He was a mentor of music, and he was is a really cool friend, and I miss being able to bug him a lot, you know? So that's what he means to me. I'm sorry if I went too long.
Oh, no, that's great. That's great. Hey, man, that's good. We got another caller. Area code 951. Who do we have?
Vernon. Hey, happy birthday, Linda. Happy birthday to you. Happy
Thank
birthday to you.
You. Oh, please.
Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more.
Is everybody listening to that voice? Oh, my God.
No, that was Wardell singing just now.
No, I was ignoring Wardell for a minute.
That's so mean. Greg said I had the best voice he ever heard.
I just go along with what he says.
Vernon, I can't do that. Okay, I'm like his sober friend who hits him, you know, and goes, "Cut it out."
She's so mean.
I'm so excited, Vernon called. Yay! And everybody,
happy birthday.
Vernon. Oh, thank you, and to the audience, Vernon. Oh my Lord, I hear him in the background. His voice will knock you off your feet. I know, that's what I said, I hear him in the background. Vernon's voice is sick. It's ridiculous, okay?
Yeah, let him borrow.
Oh my God.
He's getting all the love. Yeah, Vernon does. He's been blessed with a beautiful voice and temperament and just a good brother all overall,
grace.
And we're so blessed.
He has an amazing grace. And Wardell, we haven't told you yet, but Vernon and I are going to do a song, kill one.
We're going to write
and do a song.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta do that, Linda. We gotta get together and write some stuff, you know.
We have to. I'm not kidding, okay?
Oh no, I'm serious. Yes, I'm serious because I plan on coming back to New Orleans hopefully in the next few months.
Lord.
Really? Okay, well, we're done.
I'm
going to
try my best.
Deal.
Yeah, and
oh, okay.
I'll get with you, wherever you're going, I'm coming.
Hush yourself. What are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah, because see, the thing about it, I'd have to find somebody in New Orleans who's got everything we need to record, and I believe I do. I'm going to have to check around with my brother.
I'm vocalizing, so I'm going to do it whenever you're ready, okay? I'll be vocalizing in the meantime. Yay, I'm so excited. What a killer. Wardell, you get so many points for this amazing birthday party. I couldn't possibly be happier. How cool is this?
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Dan. We're so happy. I just hope I know the Lord has blessed you so much.
And to
still be here and still enjoying life, you know, it's so important to have the Lord with us. You know, that's the main thing. That's the most important
that
thing.
That is totally that, and being open to learning every lesson still that we're getting every day. That's my thing.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, definitely.
So,
well, how you doing, Wardell?
I'm good. Don Fleming's on the line as well, and Don and I just kicked back listening to y'all. Everybody, Howard called, Howard Hewitt called and sang to Linda, and Leon Silvers called.
Oh wow, that is so cool. Dang on, get on, Wardell. That was cool.
I know.
What a
man.
Beautiful gift, really.
What about
really?
Dana? You called Dana?
Who?
Dana.
He said who? No.
He said who?
That's true.
Dana's sleeping. He's still sleeping.
I know you gotta wait till a certain time to call Dana, man.
You gotta wait. Yeah, you gotta wait till the sun is getting ready to go down. Yep, he's up. He's a night owl. He don't know. So,
what about Mark? Wardell?
Oh no, I haven't talked.
Linda, you know Mark's your part, right?
Well, let me explain. Let me explain this wonderful thing. I got to work with Mark for a minute. We worked on this song that Wardell did, a track that he did and he wrote. And and Mark and I worked on that. So I got to meet Mark. That's why when I hear, and I heard his beautiful voice, and honestly, I bug Wardell saying, who are these people? It's like, you know, Myers, Philpott, and Woods, those are some sick, capable, they're beautiful singers. Oh my God.
Yeah.
How come there couldn't be a Myers, Philpott, Woods, and Carrier?
Hello.
Lord.
Oh wow, that would be cool. That would be nice.
Oh my God, I love those names. And when I've been bugging Wardell in the last couple of weeks, he's so sick of it, because I go, listen to their voices, everybody's, I knew Dana's voice, which is beautiful, totally, and then I heard Mark, and I'm going, good Lord, you know, just, and he's so kind, and you all are, you're such decent people with principles, but you have voices that are off the charts. And I screamed Colin Wardell when he sent me this song that you sang, Vernon. And I said, oh my God, this is ridiculous. You know, why couldn't I work hard and be part of that? Can I be? And Wardell would go, oh, shut up. What are you talking about? And he would be rolling laughing in the back.
Wardell, why'd you do that, man? Why'd you tell her that, man?
I know. Thank you.
Well, you know, I mean, come on, Wardell. See, he's not gonna answer me.
I know. We gotta
but
do it. That's all.
You know what, Linda? I love him anyway. That's my brother. You know, I've been on Wardell for a long time.
I know. We've been
close. And you know,
you can't
stay mad at Wardell. You know, you can't get upset with Wardell.
No.
Because
you can't put him up for adoption.
You
can't put him up for adoption.
Right.
That can't happen.
Don Fleming, can I get a little bit of love from somebody?
I'm getting love. I'm enjoying this.
No, don't enjoy this.
I'm enjoying this.
Linda.
What did you get for making fun of my singing? That's what you get.
I was on your side, Don. I was on your side.
Okay, let me say it all for the record, though. As soon as I met Don Fleming, he was adopted in about 1.5 minutes. He's also one of the loveliest people with just kind and, you know, beautiful principles that he lives on. So I'm a fan, and I really love him as well. So I'm very fortunate.
Okay. Well, listen.
Well, I don't think I have the pleasure of meeting Don.
Hold on, I gotta give Linda a chance to answer this question because she's loquacious.
Okay.
So we want to get it in. answer be longer than we have.
Reiterate.
All right. So because she can go, she can talk. So this is a great question from the listeners. So this is the question for Linda. If it was Linda's 18th birthday, what advice would she give to herself, and what career path might she choose if she was 18 today?
Hmm.
What advice?
She would.
And what career?
That Linda would tell her to finish. To really complete her education, because she always loved that anyway. And besides music, psychology and English are major loves. So it's very difficult to not have missed some of those different boats. But just to take the time to get a credential in anything, any one thing before you move on, is what the 18-year-old Linda would tell this Linda now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
That's great. That's very good.
Very good.
Wow. Because I know, Linda, when I spoke to you last time, that was one thing that really stuck on my mind about your education as far as you getting your degree and going to school. And you had that mindset that this was something that you had wanted to do. And then you kind of like, I kind of got the sense that you just kind of fell into music. And it wasn't your priority at the time.
That is exactly correct. Yeah. It happened. It happened really fast. And I'm very grateful for the experience. I really am. You can't do everything and you can't take all the roads and hold them all together. You can't. And
right. We've got to take one thing at a time.
You know. What I am at this older age is I really do respect the lessons I've learned. And my
exactly.
earliest experience in music was truly phenomenal in that I got to travel the world and I got
right,
to learn
yes.
about people and cultures, and we're all the same no matter that our musics and customs and foods are different. People truly are the same, and I got to travel so much and learn that, and that's all I can say. No matter what I've succeeded at or failed at, I am so grateful for my experiences and having been with people all over the world.
All right, so
yeah.
one, it is beautiful. 1 second, Linda. Mark, are you there?
Are you there? Yes, I am.
Yay!
That's the other part of my group.
You heard me, Mark? His group.
His group,
huh? Right. I just want to let y'all know, when Mark starts laughing and get quiet, he's busted up. Okay? He's laughing from the heart. If you can't hear him laugh, he is down. His head is down. He is just laughing. Because I know Mark. I've been
lovely.
When you don't hear him laugh, he's laughing really hard.
Mark,
you guys are special personalities. Mark is lovely also, and I wish you were all nearby that I could bug you down the street, you and your families. You know, I would embrace all of you because Mark is lovely also, and he was wonderful to meet and to work with and to hear his gorgeous voice. So I'm really grateful.
Oh, yes,
that.
Yes.
Linda.
I appreciate that,
man.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, it's true.
It was a pleasure working with you too, Linda. And you know, happy birthday. Is it your birthday?
It is. It's amazing. Thank you.
18th birthday. 18th.
That's, no, 39. 39. Yeah, let's tell the truth, Wardell. 39.
Tell the truth. 39. Okay. I'll tell the truth.
You're also talking the truth that ain't even funny. No, but that's cool. I'm glad you feel like you're 39 or 18, wherever you fit in there, that's fine. Because you're a wonderful
person.
No, I like
the 39 better.
Yeah, you got more liberty at 39, 18.
You just wanted to.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
That's
well,
cool.
Anyway, we're running out of time. But Linda, we just want to all wish you an amazing birthday. And we are so grateful for who you are. And thank you so much for calling in and allowing everyone.
Linda got Leon Silvers
to call in. Leon Silvers has not called into my show ever. And so Leon Silvers called and said happy birthday to Linda Carey. Hey, wow, that's awesome.
And Howard Hewitt called her. That was cool.
Yes. Thank you guys, because you have given me truly, I'm not even kidding, a very special day. I am really grateful, and I plan on bugging Myers, Philpart, and Woods
and
more. And Potts and Silvers.
Hold on, wait. Hold on. 1 second, we're about to go off, but we got another caller. Julian, is that you?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
This is Julian from Detroit. I just want to call Linda a happy birthday.
Oh,
That's so sweet,
Thank
Julian.
You. I send you a big, big, big hug, okay? Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Yes, I received that. It's kind of noisy. I have a car trouble, but I'm like, let me just take a minute and come up, you know, and just try to call you right quick and just say that.
Oh, I'm sorry you're having car trouble. Well, we're going to pray for you that everything gets fixed.
It's going to go fine now.
Okay. Yes, oh, my God. All right, Julian. Well, that's so sweet of you to call in while you're in the car.
Beautiful.
Wow. God bless you, sweetheart.
That's a big
right.
one.
Well, be safe. Julian, whatever, just be safe, okay?
I am. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
Okay,
thank
baby.
Thank you,
Julian. You do the same.
Bye. Okay, bye, Julian.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's sweet.
That's amazing.
She listens in her car, I guess, and she heard. I feel bad for her. I hope she's okay. All right, guys.
Well,
fine. Well, anyway, guys,
okay,
God
well,
bless
yeah,
you.
Sure
thanks, everybody, so much.
I know
for
we should
in.
Be doing another half hour or something. That's ridiculous.
I know, right?
Well,
you can call Danny back and call Danny back.
I call Dana. He's walking out the door. He says he's going to call later and talk to her directly. All right,
guys. Are silly people. Thank you, guys. Oh, my God.
Okay,
we love you, babe.
We have a wonderful day.
I want you guys next door down the block or something, okay?
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, Linda.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Good night. And to all the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you. See you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, not 3, but 2 p.m. at Solar Wants to Dance.
And,
good night, and God
and
bless you, and happy birthday, Linda.
Dial my number.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave them with this, your other song, Nigel, the song I wrote for you. Good night.
Okay.